presented by Dodge and your local Dodge dealers. Send us an email at trn@twinsbaseball.com. Assuming that not every player drafted will make it to the majors, do teams draft in the lower rounds according to the needs at minor league level? For example, if Boyd needs a catcher for next year, or is every draftee assumed to be a major league prospect? And this comes from John. There's a pitch in there, strike one. Well, do they draft for needs in the minor league level, or do they draft the best athlete available?
Well, I think everybody would tell you best athlete available.
Just one on the miss.
And but they'll also take a look at, you know, the possibility of stockpiling maybe some pitchers. You know, they might be short of left-handed pitchers or right-handed pitchers. I don't think they would specifically say we're short of relief pitchers. It was a draft, what, a couple of years ago, and I don't think they draft anybody that's a relief pitcher.
No, no.
You know, they would make a relief pitcher. I'm just saying that you know, they could say, hey, we're short of left-handed pitchers in the organization. So they might take a look at that. But in the first early rounds of the draft, best player available.
So then possibly after the 30th round, okay, we need a second baseman.
Right.
Let's go ahead and take the kid out of junior college up in Montana or something, and we feel he can fit in right there right away. Two balls and two strikes to Gutierrez with two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Twins lead 1-0. So Tapper at home plate. Foul. Stays alive.
And to be realistic, they certainly, you know, don't assume that every player that they draft is going to make it to the big leagues. But they feel like, hey, this guy here, you know, he might be big league potential 2 or 3 years, whereas this guy here, he might be big league potential if we stay with him for, you know, for 5 or 6 years.
If you're drafted in the first 5 rounds, you're going to be, you have that label,
yes,
of you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a first rounder, I'm going to put money in you, and we're going to invest that kind of money. You're going to get a better chance than the guy that's in the 50th round, because there's less of an investment. And some guys develop later than others.
Gutierrez,
talented on the right field line, having a good at bat.
And two, when they, you know, they draft guys, the best example, Michael Kadire drafted as a shortstop.
No question.
Those
guys that have been drafted, Morales was a second baseman for the Twins, and now is a catcher.
Morneau was a catcher. Joe Nathan was a shortstop. Jesse Crane was a shortstop.
Not well hit up the middle. Dives and a jump for the ball. Getting back to the question, John, and do they draft for positions? I would say that they do draft for the best athlete, and then I would agree with you that if we're short on left-handed arms, I'm not going to say in the bullpen, but if we're just short left-handed pitchers, we're going to go after them. And we're going to maybe pick a couple guys. And there used to be some teams that only like to draft high school kids.
Yeah.
There's some organizations that only like to draft college kids. And the theory is that we would like to have our player to develop for 4 or 5 years. And the clubs that draft the college kids, the colleges have already developed these players. Especially good colleges that these kids go to that play good caliber of baseball. I think that they have a better shot of being placed at a higher level early. Ichiro Batch, outside and low.
2004, the Twins had 5 first-round picks. They picked Trevor Plouffe, who's playing at AAA this year, first, and then they went with Perkins, Waldrop, Fox, and Rainville. All 4 of those guys were pitchers. So I think it's pretty evident that the Twins are trying to stockpile the pitchers.
Start in at twinsbaseball.com. Well, the draft is coming up, and those guys, I'm sure, are in there studying what they have, and all the scouts gathering their information, trying to slot these players in where they think that if they come available, we should go after this guy, that guy, and that guy. Brandon, open stance, left-handed stick, takes the pitch, low ball one.
Major League Baseball puts out a rather exhaustive pamphlet on the draft, and in one page they talk about reaching the big leagues, and in an answer to John's email, approximately 30% of the players that are drafted each year make it to the big leagues. So 3 out of every 10 that are drafted will make it to the big leagues.
Brandon fouls it off, one ball on one strike.
And the career that they have in the big leagues for those three that make it is an average of 5 years.
And I'll be the first to tell you, some of these 30 percenters don't belong up here.
Exactly. I would agree with you on that. And there are a lot of them that are just up for what they call the, you know, cup of coffee at the big leagues. And they last for just a cup of coffee.
And then there's some guys that come on, and they don't do it in the minor leagues, but they do it in the big leagues.